Hello and welcome to the Inspired Change Summit, presented by Earth is Waking Up. This is your host, Jeremy Anderson. Today we have a very special guest on the line, as many of you realize, Kenji Kamara. Today he'll be talking about the motivating power of change, inspiration. Kenji, I've known about for years and am so excited to finally have the chance, the opportunity to get to work with him in person. And let me just read a little about him. Kenji's a Japanese-American born in Berkeley, California, residing in Sedona, Arizona. He's a messenger of hope and inspiration and serves as a visionary and catalyst for transformation and healing. He's devoted all of his adult life to the study and practice of holistic healing and life enhancement. His specialty is spiritual emergence and awakening for the millennial generation of the gifted and talented and those in midlife crisis and recovery of any kind. He shares his quantum-level teachings through live Sedona Vortex activation retreat packages, phone sessions, weekend retreats, and monthly meditation classes. He's been on the TeleSummit circuit since 2011 and enjoys interacting with people from all over the world. His future projects include an apprenticeship program to train the healer in the quantum light-weaving approach to fifth-dimensional living. Welcome, and thanks so much for being on the show, Kenji.
Thank you so much, and hello, everyone.
Yeah, so glad to have you. So to help us get an idea where we're going today, the summit is all about inspired change. And so I guess what I'd like to ask you, starting off on a high level, is was there a certain point in your life where you kind of hit the brick wall and for whatever reason were inspired to create a major shift in your life, a major inspired change?
Well, I think like a lot of us, I've had many, many, many ups and downs in my life. And I've been basically a single seeker, so to speak. In other words, I've done the seeking without partners or groups, in a sense. And I did that for over 30 years. And I experienced my share of loneliness. I don't know if it was depression so much, but there were times in my life, back in the 90s, when I was caregiving for my mom in the Bay Area in California, where I didn't see a way out. I mean, I figured something would happen after she passed on, you know. So I did that for 4 years. And as you know, caregivers, it's that's very challenging and can hurt your back after a number of years, which mine did. And thank God mom passed, because I was starting to develop back pain. So anyway, after being homeless for 6 months and deciding to go up to Mount Shasta to either make it or die, I didn't think I had a choice. It was just one or the other. You know, go up there, and if I'm going to make transition, I'm going to do it on a beautiful mountain away from the city, or I'm going to make it. And there was a point there after, several weeks where I thought, oh boy, no place to rent. It's getting to be end of September, and wow, fall's going to come really quickly, and it's going to get cold up here. And I had no source of income, and I had about $1,100 to my name. So yeah, I was praying a lot. I eventually ended up finding a place to rent, and I stayed there for almost 2 years, and then was guided to come up to Seattle. So I don't know if I had necessarily a realization like some people do. I was just doing my best to follow my guidance. And I went up to Seattle cold turkey. I didn't know anybody up there. And I'm thinking, why am I being sent up here? It's way north, too far north for me. And, I just knew it rained a lot in Seattle and there was a lot of trees. So apparently my body needed to be around a lot of trees. I think to help me recover, you know, from the months before. And it took me a while to get going. But I think the thing that really has saved me in my life is my determination to not give up, mm-hmm. because I knew I still had stuff to do and learn.
Yeah.
But I spent many decades searching for a healing system. And, of course, I didn't find any one complete healing system. So what I'm doing now is basically what I've, I guess, planted in the garden and have raised from little seedlings. So I have done my best not to copy anybody, but to bring forth something that's uniquely mine or that has been birthed in me from all my incarnations everywhere, because I believe we do that. We sit on this huge amount of wisdom that we don't necessarily know that we have, that we're sitting on. And yes, I guess sometimes it takes a wake-up call or two or three, dark night of the soul, you know, two or three of those in your lifetime to get you really moving. But what I've realized, oh, I don't know, since I've been here in Sedona over a year, maybe even before that, is you have to have this passion to manifest anything. Yeah, we're talking about our spiritual path. Our calling. So that inspiration, that passion has to be there, or else it's kind of half empty, if you know what I mean. And for me, I see it as a motivating power that moves mountains. And I'm not talking about the passion so much that comes from your emotional body, but the energy that comes from your soul, that comes from your presence, which is non-local. So that being the case, you can tap into that through choice, intention, and then the willingness to see it express in your life in many unknown and surprising ways. So many of my really wonderful experiences in my life are spontaneous. They come out of nowhere. So it's not something you can plan.
Right.
So to me, today's show is about helping all of you to become more inspired with your life and where you want to go in your life.
Yeah.
And it is good to kind of get a sense of where you want to go. I don't know if that's completely necessary on a conscious level, but we need to have the passion. We need to have that vibration running all the time in our life.
About where that passion comes from, how we can cultivate that passion.
Well, I always get around to this point of when people ask, well, I don't know what my calling is, or I kind of know where I want to go in my life, but I can't get there. And I don't know if I have the means, the intelligence, the money, the staffing to get there.
Yeah.
But what I say is, feel what you came here to do. So this is on a non-intellectual thinking level. Feel into your calling and let that be part of your passion. Your desire, your spiritual desire. See, it comes from your spirit. It doesn't come from your body, although the body uses that energy, and we call it maybe passion, you know, in a very basic sense. No, that person's really passionate about what they're doing. Yeah, but it doesn't come from the physical plane. But the body can house that vibration from the soul. And if we train the body correctly and in the right way, we can move mountains.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I'd answer your question completely. Let me see if we can add some things here. We got some add-ons here. So now the comedy teams here, add-ons, you know. These are free plug-ins, folks. You don't have to pay $79 a year for this plug-in. Just plug it in. You know, technology is really cool in a way. It's got these descriptions for things, you know, like downloads and uploads, plugins. Yeah. So we have that spiritually. We've got all these plugins, and we don't even realize we have it, and they're free. So one of the things we can plug more into today is that level of inspiration. And we've all been challenged by doubt, giving up, going, what's the use? And like, this world's a lot too messed up for me. Get me off this planet, Scotty. Somebody, right? Beam me out of here. But we're going to do this particular grounding exercise that was given to me in a short little healing session I've had recently. And I tried it on a client that came a few days ago, and it worked. So I thought, you know, I tried it myself, of course, with the guidance from this person, and he was tracking it, and yep, he said, okay, yeah, you're doing it correctly. But I always test it out on clients before I teach it because, you know, that's what you got to do. Beta test, right?
Yeah.
See, that's another thing, too, that technology, a beta test. Sometimes your beta tests work, and sometimes they fall apart, right? Especially with software companies. Also, be careful, folks, with these beta tests that are free. Oh, okay. But this can be a beta test for us with no side effects.
Perfect.
Other than, okay, I didn't feel anything. But
yeah.
I could probably guarantee that you'll feel something very uniquely different. I'll just touch upon this. This is something that I will teach more in depth in my online events and here in Sedona and whatnot. If your grounding circuitry is a little bit askew, you're going to have a very hard time manifesting, and you will end up having problems in your body, specifically joint issues, bone issues, connective tissue issues, injuries to your knee, your shoulders, your neck, your spine not staying in adjustment, anything having to do with your bones and the connective tissue, your joints. These are also can be your knuckle joints, can be your toe joints, your ankle joints, your wrist joints. So if you had injuries to them, or if you have arthritis, or if you have osteoporosis, or just stuff going on with your joints, this beta test with the grounding should help you. But you need to do it on a regular basis, like do your homework. Okay, so let's get back to point here. When we really bring forth this power of inspiration, it's going to affect your brain, obviously, and it's going to affect how your heart works. And it's going to affect your consciousness. And your consciousness is more than just your physical consciousness. So we're talking about your awareness, your spiritual awareness. So we need to remember that physically and spiritually go hand in hand. Each helps the other. Now, we'll just quickly get into the benefits of this so you have an understanding before we get into the activation. So we all have dreams. You know, some are practical and some are way out there. But we're talking about the dream of your soul and why your dream came here. And why did you come here? What was the reason for your coming here? Other than maybe that you had to. But maybe you didn't have to. But maybe you believe you had to because of karma. Well, let's just say you came from free will. You came here because you wanted to come here. But you had to have a reason for coming because you have to apply to the karmic board and all that. Okay, why you want to come back to Earth now at this time? You know, you have to give this whole interview thing. You know, it's like a dissertation when you're doing your thesis. You got to defend your thesis. Yeah, defend your reason for coming to Earth. Okay. Oh, gee, really? Oh, God. And then, you know, you pick your parents, and you choose to have these learning through your parents, because your parents are your biggest mirrors. And we say, you know, if you can get over your parents, you're pretty much done with your karma, in a sense, because they represent your karma, really, your parents. And there's a high majority of people on this planet that were born in dysfunctional family units. A high percentage. It's a big hidden secret of the Earth. So you're not alone, folks. Okay. And those that weren't, Well, they just chose kind of an easy life in a way on that level. Yeah, some came for a rest life or a life of not too much challenge. But, you know, okay, I'm going to go to college and it's going to be paid for, and then I'm going to get this job, and that I won't even have to interview. It's just going to fall in my lap, and I want to make all this money so I can retire and all that. And some people do that. But the majority of us have had to go through the school of hard knocks, as you know. But they say, just like the oyster gets rubbed with grit and sand from the ocean, you know, so as it develops the pearl, but it's all this friction. It's all this rubbing together and irritation. But look what comes out of it. So that's the old school, symbolically, the pearl. We're born eventually into a beautiful pearl. So this quantum new level of understanding, fifth dimensional living, doesn't require all that friction and all that resistance and all that rubbing together, you know, and being irritated. Okay, it doesn't have to be. Okay,
yeah.
Got off the point a little bit. Healing and the inspiration is serving as a catalyst for your healing, obviously. So you've got to remember that the body and the brain responds to vibrations, energy, and thoughts every day. So it'll mirror your thinking. And it is true that what you focus on, you get more of. So if we choose today to refocus our focus from what's not working to what is working, and that be a big level of gratitude, which is also a very powerful motivating force for manifestation. But also to focus on how we want to feel about our life, not just now, but in our future, because that's going to affect your timeline. And that's how we can change what we've already set up. See, so we've already set up our future. How far in the future, that just depends on the power of your thoughts and the intensity of your thinking. But let's just say you've projected into your future timeline from your now moment here, 1,000 years into the future, and all these future lifetimes with these patterns that you're carrying right now. The good and the bad and the indifferent. So if that's true, then we can change it. So if we choose today to be just inspired, just in general, just to be inspired that we have life, that we're living in spite of our discomfort in our body, and despite our lack of money, and despite our not-so-good marriage, and despite wanting to move but can't, and all of that, first we have to come to but peace with where we're at, so then we can move forward and make changes.
Yeah. Could you talk
quickly, getting back to the benefits, okay. Inspired power to manifest your dreams, forward movement into your destiny and life purpose, more restful REM sleep, oh God, we could all use that, huh? And body recharge, enhanced communication skills, better self-control in difficult situations, inner peace, tranquility, and calm. I like, they go good together, the three amigos, or the three amigas, inner peace, tranquility, and calm. And, of course, unexpected blessings and miracles.
And much more.
Yes, and much more.
Could you talk a bit about the effects of inspiration when we get into that energy and how beneficial that is on the brain and heart?
Okay, well, let's just take a practical example. Remember the last time that you were with someone that just was full of enthusiasm and go-get-em energy? And how did that make you feel, just being around that person?
Great.
Yeah, so that's what you do for other people, too. When you're in that same kind of state, people are going to not only want to be around you and hang around you for a long time, but, you know, they're going to feel that charge. And they're going to want to be inspired like you. Take the other extreme now. Think of the last time you're around somebody that was really depressed and going through a very hard time and just couldn't get out of it. And then how'd that make you feel?
Not so great.
And just think, though, your energy field, your auric field, has an influence in the whole world. So even parts of the world you have no idea. So let's just say your thoughts travel around the world many times. They actually circulate around the world many times.
Oh, is that why they keep coming back?
Yeah. Oh, you again.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Thought I let this thought go.
Yeah. But just speaking of that, just bless it. That's the best thing on these thoughts when they come around again. Bless it like you would a baby. We all know how to bless a baby or to go into that state of where that baby feels blessed by older people, adults. We know how to do all these things. We just play dumb. There was a period where I did play dumb. I just went, I don't know, man. Yeah, everybody tells me I have all these gifts and stuff, and I can't even get a job, right? Yeah,
so
here I am homeless again,
going,
whoa, what brought that on? Well, a house fire brought that on, but it was a kick in the butt to get me going.
Yeah.
And it gave money to my dad because he sold a house after he got remodeled and all that. So it was good that way. Yeah, so sometimes these really hard times are a blessing, as you all know. They always write these things in their books that they write.
Yeah.
But we don't have to learn. We can graduate from the school of hard knocks. We don't have to keep going to graduate school. Oh, God, I got another paper to write. I just thought I was done. Well, you got two more papers to write. Oh, God. And then you've got this quiz and then this final to take. Oh, God. And then I have to defend my thesis? Yeah, right.
Wow.
Inspiration can heal, you know, organs that are not working right. I mean, it can do anything, really, because that's the power of grace and blessings. Inspiration is just another way of saying that it's that love energy in motion, or it's just this primal creative power that we're all born with that's manifesting. So, you know, we shut down, or we got shut down, either way. Got shut down or shut down myself on purpose to survive when I was very young. Okay, we all understand that now. Now it's time to graduate from that.
Yeah.
We don't have
graduate?
To stay stuck.
Can you talk a little about how we graduate?
Well, you decide, I'm going to graduate myself, and I'm going to turn in my thesis, and I won't have to defend it. I'm just going to turn it in. Here's my thesis. Okay, see you later.
Yeah, it sounded like you made that big demand when you were out at Mount Shasta, right?
Mm. Well, you know, that was a little scary on one level because I had no clue. No clue what was going to happen. But I thought of the worst. I thought, well, if I am going to die, my body, I want to die in a beautiful place, in a beautiful energy field, as opposed to the Bay Area and all that congestion and noise and traffic and discombobulation. Yeah, so I wanted to die out in nature. So really, I had no clue. I stayed at a hostel and got bed bugs. I mean, I got it when I went up there. The energy at Mount Shasta just put me through a number. But I kept the faith. I didn't give up.
Wanted to make sure
I just thought, okay, I'm going to make transition or I'm going to make it here. Same attitude in Seattle. I go, well, okay, not that I was going to die moving up there, but I thought, okay, well, I'm going to make it somehow. And I went through two financial crises and on the verge of being homeless again. And I was without my car for a year because I did bankruptcy. And so that was another, I mean, not only was it very humbling, but I had to stay present as best I could and not wander too much into, oh, well, what if, you know? But these thoughts came up, yeah, you're like 2 months from homelessness again. And then I thought, I couldn't think past that. I couldn't think about what am I going to do if I am homeless. I just couldn't go beyond that. It was just like, but just the thought of, you know, oh God, if I don't get income in the next 2 months, yeah, I'm running out of money for sure. I won't be able to pay my credit card debts. And saved again, saved by the bell. So you do get saved in those situations. Angels watch over you. And I didn't have a lot of conscious guidance. I had a trust. I had to put my faith in the universe.
Could you share any more detail on how you felt like you were saved from that experience? How everything kind of came around for you?
Well, before that, let me just give you this very interesting story. So my dad passed in 2004, and he had a little money in this cheapo oil stock. And I'm sure the company eventually went broke. He bought something like 10,000 shares or 50,000 shares. It was worth about 50 cents a share. If that, maybe it was 5 cents a share. I don't know. But when I was looking at his statements every month, it was like $500. That's what he had. And then it went up to 700. And then it went up to 900. And I thought, well, I better keep track of this stock. You know, I've never done stocks in my life. I don't believe in it. And then it went up 2,000, 5,000, 10,000. You guys will never guess what I sold it at. But it went from $500 total to $30,000. Now, that's unheard of. I mean, that's just unheard of.
How much time?
In about a year, I think.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
And the intuition says when it hits $30,000 buyout.
Yeah.
I bought out at $27,500. I kept $2,500 in there just as an emergency, thinking it wouldn't go down that much, but it did. It went way back down to almost nothing again within a few months. But I took out $27,500, and I was able to live for at least a year, or maybe a little bit longer on that.
Wow.
So tell me where that miracle came from. I couldn't believe it. I'm going, you guys aren't going to believe this, but like it's at $30,000 now. It's like, what?
Wow.
So I'm not saying it's going to happen to everybody, but you do get rescued in a way with these kinds of wonderful things.
Yeah.
And you don't know where it's going to come from. But you just have to be patient, stay in the present moment, have trust, and do your best to really get inspired every day. Not for the whole day, but have your 2, 3, 4 hours of inspiration where you're so into it that you're going to, like, write a poem, or you're going to go out and garden, or you're going to cook a meal and invite a friend over. You do something that you wouldn't normally do. That's coming from inspiration. So I got inspired from this little healing session that I was referring to by creating an online event that I'm doing in about 9 days and working on my apprenticeship program draft and created the draft for my meditation series here at my house in Sedona. Now, before this little healing session, I was stuck in not getting it done. I was just stuck, and I knew it for months. Months, just stuck. Like, when am I going to get the energy to do this? And so this little grounding thing, and that helped me to all of a sudden have this energy to go do it. And I stayed up to like 1:30 on my computer doing these drafts. So If you find yourself doing that tonight, I would not be surprised. In fact, I would encourage you to, like, get into that, receive that space, or maybe you'll stay up all night and get stuff done that you've been procrastinating for, like, 6 months, or making a decision that you've been thinking about for 2 years.
Wow. So it sounds like... Can you talk real quick? I think we'll take a couple questions here in a bit, but
right.
I wonder if you could talk a little about how we can utilize that inspiration, that energy to help us manifest our dreams and our life purpose?
Well, we just talked about that, so let's go around again. We're going to go around the logical mind here and not address it. So from the activation, you will get this energy inspired within you, re-inspired within you, activated, reactivated within you, and you'll know what to do with it. So the reason why you really haven't manifested is because of the thing we call procrastination or some excuse. Usually it's, I don't have the money or I don't have the time.
Yeah.
Right? But when you start bringing in this inspirational energy, you're going to find the time to do these things. Because other things that you thought were important all of a sudden now become non-important. And all these distractions that you've been distracted with, these obligations or these things to do on your to-do list, all of a sudden become not so important. So we're tapping into the future here, folks. I'm just kind of channeling for you the possibilities after this activation. So this energy will get you moving. And then you have to do your best to follow through. So some people can't follow through too well. Some people can't initiate too well. It's a rare person today that can initiate and follow through and get stuff done on time.
Yeah.
And not be an overachiever and not be an obnoxious type A person. So we're talking about in balance to where other people love to be around your energy because it is balanced. Just remember, if you're to one extreme or the other, people aren't going to want to be around you because either extreme is obnoxious if you look at it from that place.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
If you're too overbearing, oh, I got to go now. See you later. Or if you're the opposite, just like God, not motivated to do much anything, couch potato, or whatever.
Yeah. So how do we keep ourselves consistently inspired?
We have to practice meditation. So in all the activations that we do, Jeremy, it's like I'm showing people how to meditate on their own. We give you a protocol to do. It's not an advanced, extended one, you know, because this is a radio show, but in the teachings, we go more into the advanced energetic setup. So it's like, here's the analogy. If your car's not running very well, your car probably needs a tune-up. Oil change, valve adjustment, new timing belt. Oh, yeah, the shocks. Oh, yeah, I forgot about those. Oh, tires? Yeah, I got to do those, right? Oh, brakes, need new pads. All right, so what do? Well, you bring it into the dealer, you bring it into the shop to get it all up to speed. We need to do that with our brain every day. We need to do that with our focus. And so when we meditate, it is like getting a tune-up again. Meditation is not just following your thoughts and the breath. That's boring. Oh, God. So boring. Oh, in those caves. Yeah. No heaters in those caves either.
Do that.
Oh, man. So anyway, yeah. Well, they can, like the Dalai Lama, can melt snow around their body when they meditate, you know, to that degree. That's cool.
Yeah.
So think of meditation as like you're tuning yourself up every day. So you have the max amount of energy and balance and inspiration. So you do the protocol. You do a variation of this activation we're going to do, and it'll only take you probably 10 minutes if you're learning this, if you're new to this level, and you just practice. My thing is, you have to practice to be good at anything. And I use the analogy of great athletic sports figures in our world, present and history. They practiced. Of course, they practiced way too much, in my opinion, but they practiced. And meditators, to get really good, what do? Well, they practice. So you have to practice. Doesn't mean you have to spend 2 hours a day. You know, 15, 20 minutes is good enough. So let's take a few callers and let's get into the activation.
All right. Let's see. Got a couple questions here. One, let's see.
post your questions, folks, on the board.
Yep, more questions. Go ahead and post your questions on the board, folks. Got some here. We've got a caller, Candy from New Hampshire, said, can Kenji help me move some energy so I can move forward? I felt stuck for a long time.
Have her post real quickly, what level do you feel stuck? Just make it one big long sentence, Candy, if you can.
Okay. While we're waiting for that, we've got Peggy in Murray. Just had vitreous separation in left eye, seeing dark and light flashes, saw a retina specialist, nothing really he could do. Can you help with this? I have also been solo seeker for many man years. Now my aging is difficult. I have challenges in health areas which limit all else. Today asking for healing in eye, all other areas that will heal.
Did she say left eye?
Yeah.
Okay, let's just do a little symbology here. Not that it's true, but it could be pertinent. Left eye representing your feminine aspect. Having trouble with vision. So this is just a question, not for you to answer, Peggy, but for you to ponder, contemplate when you meditate. To acknowledge all the times in your life what you saw through your feminine side was hurting you, if you get my drift. Those experiences that were painful to you that you saw in your life through your feminine side, and the feminine being the nurturer, the giver, and if you had kids, probably you had to raise kids and stuff. So that might also have something to do with that. So kind of detachment of the elements within the eyes can represent a difficulty in seeing or having pain or discomfort in what you are seeing, what you're looking at in the world. So this is not only physically, but emotionally. So let's say the way that you can heal it, I'm just guessing now, of course I'm channeling when I say that, to make everything right that's been painful for you to see in your life as a woman, as a human being, as a spiritual being. Just to make it right within yourself. Okay, it's all right. Yes, I understand. That was very painful. Now I let it go. And I choose to learn the wisdom from that experience. I forgive. Mostly yourself. But you can forgive others that have done wrong to you or have hurt you. Not that you will or you can heal everything in your body, but here's the important thing, is to be one with your body, to be one with wherever your body's at, to make it absolutely all right, okay. Because light workers have this guilt judgment thing, oh, I'm not supposed to have this condition because I'm doing healing work, or I'm a light worker, or my God, you know. We got all these... Well, that's a whole other series. Can't get into that. Okay, so you get the idea, Peggy? Okay, did Candy repost anything?
I don't see anything else from Candy, but I've got...
She might be out.
Could be.
Candy goes, I can't even get up. What do you mean post on the board? Well, I'm just playing on the floor here. All right.
We've got another one from Randy in New York. Says, I'm learning to heal MS. How can I get some more understanding and evolution around that, and also feeling like I'm being thrown off by my neighbors who act like reptilians?
They are reptilians. So, yeah, they act like
I'm being thrown off. Yeah, basically saying he feels thrown off whenever he gets around them, has to interact with them.
Yeah. Bit of a challenge there. All right. My sense is, in your meditation, to do your best to let go of all the family history in your genetic line, all of it. And that includes medical health issues and conditions, but the emotional makeup also, to so that you can be free of, shall we say, family karma that's inherited, inherited illnesses, inherited traits, inherited emotional states of mind, all of that. And you don't have to make it your problem. That is your family stuff. Okay, try this with your reptilian neighbors. Ask to see their higher self when you have to interact with them. And ask them to interact with you from your spirit, from your higher self, not the ego, not the physical body. Okay, try that as an ongoing practice. I choose to see, this is, well, for everybody. I choose to see their higher self and to communicate with their higher self, not their ego. Because that way you won't get in the fights and arguments and disagreements and all that. Soul to soul always works. Ooh, that's a title for somebody's book. I'll take 10%. Thank you. Okay, let's do the activation.
Okay.
As we're moving into timelessness here, folks. You want to put your spine in a very comfortable position, sitting cross-legged, sitting in a chair. You could lie down, but you probably fall asleep during this activation. And it's okay. We prefer that you stay conscious, but if you got to zone out, go ahead. Okay, invite your pets to do this with you. Don't have them on your body, though. It's best that they have their own physical space. I know you want to put your kitty in your lap, but have your kitty just be by your side. If you have any other humans in the home, ask them to join you. It'll only take a few minutes. It's not going to be this long activation. All right. So let's take 1 minute to relax the body, and we're going to breathe in through the nose and exhale through the mouth. You're going to breathe into your belly, then up into your lungs. And then you're going to exhale in reverse order. Palms facing upwards if possible to receive. Okay, and if you're sitting in a chair, feet firmly on the floor, shoes off, socks can be on. If you're lying down, well, it doesn't matter. And if you're sitting cross-legged, use the soles of your feet. Okay. So we're going to take a slow, deep breath of the light that is you into the body. You breathe into the belly, then up into the lungs. And then slowly exhale through the mouth in reverse order, emptying the diaphragm, then the belly. And we're going to notice a tension in our shoulder joints and drop your shoulders to the floor as you exhale. And then, next cycle, you're going to relax all your fingers. As you exhale, we're breathing in the light. And then we're going to relax the toes on the next inhale, exhale. And then relax the rest of your body, your forehead muscles, your jaw, your eyelids. Relaxing your thighs, relaxing your calves, body moving into a slow flow of relaxation, feeling the waves of peace that are coming over the body and through the body. Blue light, that's nice. Now, we're going to align with the earth in a very interesting way now, keeping the body relaxed. Oh, we're going to bring your focus to the tip of your nose. So bring your awareness to the tip of the nose and keep breathing gently in and out and keeping your focus on the tip of your nose. If your mind wanders, just take a deep breath and go, oh, tip of the nose, and keeping your eyelids relaxed. So you're bringing awareness to the tip of your nose. And then you're going to bring awareness slightly into the center part of your brain, into where your pineal gland sits. And you're just going to hold the intention that you are receiving the pure vibrations from the core of the universe or the core of creation into your body through your third eye center or your pineal gland. Keep your focus there now. And feel the energies around your heart. Just become aware of the still point there behind your heart. And now, visualize in the core of the earth this pure lava, very hot, molten energy. And then watch it as the lava comes to the surface of the earth and how it begins to harden and become solidified as it interacts with the element of the air, the wind, the sunlight, and the soil. So it goes from this pure, light, liquidy fire energy, and it begins to cool down as it reaches the surface of the earth and begins to solidify into slow-moving lava that eventually becomes very solidified and solid. Now, you're going to feel and remember this feeling of solidness, solidity. Now, you're going to create this feeling in all your toes, starting out the bottoms of your feet and your toes. And you're not going to do anything but allow this sensation of solid to move through all your many toe joints. That's all the bony structure in your toes, all five toes. And then it's going to move through all of your many foot bones, including your heel. Now, this will be a slow-moving process. You can't hurry this up. You're just observing this feeling of solidness. Now, eventually, it's going to move through your whole body, through your whole spine, through all of your bones and joints, your jaw, your cranial bones, your fingers, your arms. It's going to go through everything eventually. So you just allow that to happen. Okay, now take a deep breath. And now we're going to focus into the heart center, actually in that place behind your physical heart called your still point. Now we're going to detach from this world, this third dimensional world, tribal consciousness, and everything that's going on in the world. You're going to just simply let go of all that for a moment. You're going to let go of your to-do lists, everything, all your concerns and worries. So you're going to create a divine level detachment from all of these things, all these limitations and sense of duality. First, second, third, fourth dimensional living. You are just simply letting go of that for a moment. Take a deep breath. Now we're going to call forth the pillars of light to be physically and energetically placed in the four corners of your room, the room that you're in right now, and or your home or your office. going to call forth the guardians and your council of light, as well as your guardian angel and your inner child, to be very present now. Take another deep breath. And we're going to leave the physical body, symbolically speaking. Your body will be protected. We're going to move awareness to an arc of golden light into the realm that we call the quantum, or this space of oneness, unity consciousness, in the fifth dimension and beyond. And allowing yourself to feel this sense of freedom and upliftment, this sense of connection and oneness, expansion, deep relaxation, deep peace. Now, in this space, and we'll call forth a bubble of light to be placed around your body. Going to invoke from the Lord God of your being your true inspiration for living. Just going to call it forth. And then receive. Now just be in a receptive space. You'll feel this energy also in your body. Could you call forth that divine inspiration to begin to work in your life every day for your completion of your soul purpose, your destiny, in divine right timing? And you're going to call forth the awareness and the knowing that whatever comes up that seems to block or stifle this energy, that it will be overcome with love and grace and blessings. That you have the knowing and the ability to move through all obstacles. To move through all challenges. And to be made manifest in the flesh your true nature. So take a deep breath, keeping the crown chakra open. And we're going to receive a download now of that inspiration right into the brain. Kaplunk. It's going to filter down into the heart center, down to the solar plexus, down to the feet and the hands, down your spine, through your liver, into your eyeballs. Just let it flow. Now we're creating a figure eight flow now of energy. The infinity flow, as above, so below. Just let that flow. Okay, we're going to come back to the body now. With a different sense of who we are and why we're here and where we're going. Now again, notice that sense of solidness moving through your body. So you're going to stay open to allowing that solidness move through your whole body until complete this evening. Drink more water and or pure pineapple juice. And that will help with the cleansing of the toxins that are being released in the body. Those are blockages. And all those places in your joints that have been hurting. and intend that you will have a very restful sleep tonight, a very deep REM sleep, waking up tomorrow feeling very refreshed, inspired, and invigorated. Okay, coming back to the present moment, take another deep breath. Coming back to full awareness on the body. Remember to drink some water at the end of the show. And come back into the now. Blessed be you. Okay, Jeremy, it's all yours.
Wow. Wow. I love your activations. I think one of the things I love so much about them is that it includes the physical and the energetic or etheric and brings those together rather than just leaving and going out there somewhere, but first embracing the physical and then working with those both together.
Yes.
It just feels so powerful.
And what's your feedback on this grounding thing that we did? What's your body feeling, especially down in your feet, your calves, your thighs, lower part of your body?
It felt a lot more solid than I remember feeling from any grounding exercise. Yeah,
you should also feel this sense of flow in your body.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been feeling more, like, stronger tingles than normal all over my body.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, whether that's flow or what exactly, I'm still learning some of this stuff as I go.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it just feels a lot more than what I've felt with a lot of other things I've tried.
Mm-hmm.
I listened to some of your activations earlier today as well, and yeah, I feel a lot more inspired just from that experience earlier. I feel more well rested, but also a lot more clear minded, a lot more alert, present, a lot more with it.
Yeah, a lot more with it. Hey, that's the title for somebody's book, A Lot More With It. Okay, folks, post on the board, if you wish, your reaction or response to the grounding exercise.
We got one saying, that was wonderful, Kenji, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, we've got some more questions. Would you mind taking a couple more of those?
Depends. You can give it to me. I may not respond. I don't want to alter the state of the show. But if it's in relationship to what we just did, you can ask it. Mm-hmm. If it's more of a personal question, probably not.
Okay. Well, let's see. We'll take a little bit of this one. So with this new activation, are there any steps that could be helpful in our stepping into inspired change in our lives?
Just decide to do it. You could create a little mantra on your mirror in your bathroom, something having to do with inspiration that will remind you. That could be a simple thing like, I am inspired. Period, exclamation point. See, part of the thing is we allow others to uninspire us and bring us down in certain situations. So we just have to rise above all these things. We have to learn to rise above it, not to ignore it. We just have to rise above it, not be affected by it. So that's why we do this detachment thing, where we detach from tribal consciousness, your emotional body, your pain body, all the stuff that's going on in the world. And do your best not to watch the news. It's not that you don't care about the world, but you don't want to be dragged down into that density.
Yeah, that lower.
You can just do a daily prayer for the world. You don't have to know what's going on. Just allow your I Am presence to send the blessings to the world.
Step into the inspired frequencies.
Yeah.
Got a couple more comments here. Thank you, it was great. Another one, my third eye and my crown chakra were buzzing beautifully. Thank you, Kenji.
Buzzing around town.
Long back, the footprint in the clouds you had walked us through, which was a kick-ass grounder for me. Lava flow grounding is wow. <That's
good. laughs> if you could send me that in Facebook, whoever did that, put it. Yeah, I want to post that. That's really good.
Here's another one. After our session yesterday of grounding and releasing, Kenji, I awoke today feeling open, inspired, serene. No excuses got in my way today. I did the grounding meditation at sunrise outside, and then I painted and worked on my book. Finally, so much gratitude for your guidance and your work. Wow.
See, it works.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I remember that was my client from a day or two ago, yes.
Uh-huh. Yes.
So this, folks, this is really practical. That little grounding process that I will refine as we go along, you know, into this year. But that to me, when that was given to me, my intuition said, this is a key. This is a key for people that are having a hard time not manifesting, and especially for those that are too spacey and not grounded.
Yeah.
And I was told doing this will help heal my body. So that's universal then. You practice this and your body will begin to heal up because you will be energetically, frequency-wise, vibrationally-wise, electromagnetically-wise, however you want to phrase it. If you're off kilter, if you're askew with your grounding, with the core of the earth and the core of the universe, then to get back into that state of perfect alignment, it would make sense then that everything can start healing up in your life.
Naturally.
Because now your body is receiving, as it was told to me, the minerals of the earth. And I know that our bodies can receive energetically the minerals of the earth, which we all know is important for our health. All the many hundreds, maybe thousands of minerals.
Yeah.
So it doesn't always have to come through food. It come through the air, come through this grounding process. So, folks, just practice this. And then email me in about a month on Facebook, or post me on Facebook and let me know how your life's changed. Yeah.
Yeah. So, Kenji, we've got a couple live callers, but I wonder if we could talk about your product offering today. It looks, from what I can tell, it's an amazing product. I listened to some of it today. It was similar to this activation that we just experienced. Some more of that, a lot more of that. can you talk a little about where, how this came through you?
Well, this is the only, this was from a six-day retreat we did in southern Arizona at Tubac Ranch. God, that seems so long ago. It's 2 years ago. I think it was actually my last six-day retreat. And we invited Jim Oliver to play spontaneously with me in the activation. So both of us spontaneously orchestrated 12 activations, I think.
14.
Well, okay, whatever it was.
Plus 12 with two bonuses.
Yeah, or 14 with two bonuses, whatever it is. But all I can say is it was amazing. From my memory, which I don't really have one, to doing that with Jim, with these activations was, man, it was out of this world. I mean, that's all people could say. That's all the 30-some-odd students could say was like, wow. It's like, whoa, you kidding me? So, you know, we had to put down the copy descriptions for the different activations. And really, you know, there are some themes for each activation. But it wasn't just limited to what we wrote, because what our experience has been is people will have changes that aren't related to what was guided in the, verbally, was guided in the activations. So in other words, like in the first one, yeah, we did some deep emotional body cleansing and all that. But also, in this activation, people could receive a healing in their marriage. And we didn't even go into that level specifically. So these activations actually will work with the intention, the verbal intention of what was said in the activations, but it'll also work in areas that you're ready to receive this energy. And I forget to say that. See, so it doesn't really matter what the activation was about. If you just absorb the activations rather than listening to it, absorb it, it'll go to wherever you need it the most, wherever you can receive it the most. And since this is live, organic, and evergreen, you can listen to these for the next 5 years, and you'll continually get new levels from these activations, because people have told me that.
Yeah.
There's some people that listen to an activation every day, and they've done it since I went on Sheila Gale back in 2011. That's pretty amazing. So it shows you the power of this energy that we bring forth for you. It's not mine. It's universal energy. And it'll work over time. It'll definitely work over time on the levels beyond your conscious awareness. So we could call it the subconscious if you want. I don't like that term, though. But it'll work underneath everything. And it'll continue to work until it's complete, as long as you stay open to it and hold the intention, okay, I'm going to receive activation number 3 until it's all complete within my system. And part of what we invoked was the angels of ascension and resurrection. Well, that right there can be a whole retreat, just that. But that was part of what we did in activation number 3. But I got to say, the music that Jim did on synthesizer is absolutely out of this world. It'll never be done. It'll never be done like this ever again. I mean, Jim was off the charts.
Yeah.
And I guess I was too. But he was definitely off the charts. He was so blown away, even he was blown away. Like, he goes, many times he says, Kenji, I've never done that before. I've never gone to that place with my music. It was, like, really wonderful. We had so much support from the other side and from the students. And they all loved it.
Yeah.
And it was like that inspiration just moved us for 6 days. So you've got, like, these 14 inspired activations. I mean, it's like, whoa. And you only want to do, for this particular package, you only want to do one activation a week. You don't want to go through this like speed dial. You don't want to do that. That's not what these activations are for. Actually, I tell people, stick with one activation until you feel like you're done with it. Then go to the next one. And then when you finish the whole package, repeat it, because it's going to be another level now that you're going to get. Stay with that number one again on round number 2 until you feel complete. Some people will stay on activation for 3 weeks.
Wow.
That's good. Because you know, it's like a really delicious meal. You want to, like, eat it really slowly.
Yeah.
And savor each mouthful, you know. You want to rush through this.
Wow.
So for you type A people, oh, God, you're telling me to slow down. Yeah. Look, activation number four, just one of the bullet points, healing codes instilled in your energy bodies. Yee-hoo.
Yeah, these are amazing. I've tried some of them, and hopefully I didn't do too many at once.
and I gotta warn people, the last one was off the charts, activation number 14, which was, I believe, I don't know if it was necessarily an integration activation of all the other activations before it, but I remember the last one was, oh my God, it was just off the charts.
Wow. Yeah, this shows it's called Universal Peace.
And Jim, oh yeah, that particular piece that he played was just magnificent. I mean, he should have got an Oscar or an Emmy for just that activation.
Wow.
Hey, Jim, if you're listening, man, submit it to the Emmy award people. Just activation number 14, Universal Peace, all right? Send a copy to Obama. Send it to the Pope, all right? Send it to Trump. Just go do it.
No kidding. Might do the world some good.
Yeah.
Well,
the bonuses are really nice. These are moon activations that we did, I think, last summer. They were really nice.
Yeah. This is a great package you put together, and I so appreciate your willingness to put this package on for so cheap. I know it's normally a lot more than $97. Total retail value is $700. Save over 85%. $97. So, folks, if you're looking, the page is at earthiswakingup.com/Kenji. And if you click through the special offer button, it'll take you to Kenji's special offer page where you can see more of the details with all of the activations and some descriptions of each of them. And I have to attest from my experience today, Jim Oliver's music blended with Kenji's activations has been transformational for me already. And I would imagine that there's a lot of people are a lot more sensitive than me and probably feel like they're getting even more out of it, a lot more than I notice. I notice usually, seems like everybody else notices a lot more than me. I'm doing more and more activations, more healings wherever I can to keep opening myself more and more. And I'm super glad to get to be exposed to this and super thankful for your sharing, Kenji.
You're most welcome.
Do you have any words in closing that might be of most benefit to the listeners?
Well, here's something that I've not been good at promoting myself, but here's a thought that snuck in, which in a practical way makes a lot of sense. And this doesn't have to apply just to my show package. It could be anybody's show package on any TeleSummit show. But what a gift if you could give someone a $97 birthday present or a Christmas gift or a honeymoon gift or an anniversary gift. It's something practical instead of a stuff and things is to get them a package.
Yeah.
That would be probably one of the most wonderful things you can give someone that's in crisis or that needs healing or whatever it is that's happening, going through a hard time. Anybody that wants to learn to meditate, these young kids, be great for them while they're going to college because it'll help them to do well in college and it'll help them to pass their exams. I know from experience we've given waves and trainings to people that were in college and soon to do an exam or graduate and having to defend their thesis and all that. We give them away for that just with the intention and boom, piece of cake.
Yeah, that would make studying a lot more helpful or a lot easier. Memory function to work better, all the other benefits of meditation alone, but these activations, I feel these are more powerful than a lot more powerful than the average meditations I've noticed.
Yeah, because we have a specific intent, yeah, and we do work with those specific energies. But, you know, we've developed this over time. We've developed this now. Yeah. We've been developing this over 10 years. And I get better all the time. I'm learning all the time. This work is not static. This work is always evolving, and it should be always evolving, just like we are always evolving. Nothing static.
Yeah.
So one of the things that are in this show package, I'm just reading from these bullet points here.
Go for it.
Eliminating beliefs, letting go of illusions, and dissolving old wounds. And the big thing there was letting go of illusions.
Yeah.
And below that, transform physical pain, addictions, traumas, and injuries. We always do that in these show packages. But the problem, here's the problem, though. The people kind of like let go of their addictions, and then they get addicted to these activations. So I haven't found, I should do an activation at some point make it so that they're not addicted to these activations. But I guess if you're going to get addicted to something, that this is pretty good.
Or share the addiction. I liked your idea. That popped in my head the other day too, of sharing it as a gift. You know,
yeah.
I know that so many of us are on our own healing path or our own healing journey or path of aligning with our higher selves and staying in alignment with those energies. Why, you know, it's so easy to get to feel like we only need to take care of ourselves and we can't really help anybody else. But I know something like this is a gift that would be so beneficial for so many people. And with no expectations, of course,
mm-hmm.
just, you know, here, out of love and kindness, here you go. I hope that this can make a positive impact in your life. No pressure. Don't have to tell me anything about it, but... I think that's one of the best ways that we can give is with no expectations, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, great, amazing package. Thanks so much, Kenji. I think we better call it a show.
Yes, call it a year.
Yes. Thanks so much, Kenji, and thanks to all the listeners. We hope that this will be helpful to you in your journey to inspire change in your life and the lives of those that you touch and even those that you don't even notice because your energy affects all those around you. May we all be blessed. Thanks again, and much love.